Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessed Thursday. To some of you in other parts of the country, hey, it may be Friday morning or Friday evening. But I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. This is Brother Nate. I want to shout out to those of you who are listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico, Iraq, the Philippines, and every country that I have not named that is listening to the broadcast. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. Once again, it is another blessed Thursday. We thank God for this opportunity and time to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with you. And as we wait for my brother to join us, wherever you're listening to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most precious, glorious, almighty, omnipotent God, we worship you this day and glorify your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for being God and for doing what you do and for being mindful of your people. This day, Lord, we come humbly to you once again to acknowledge that without you, we know nothing. Therefore, Lord, grace and bless us with your presence. Dear God, as we go forth this night, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would just touch us by the power of your spirit, word our mouth for your glory, that we may bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every ear, every heart that is tuned into this broadcast this day, even those that happen to be going by and they end up stopping on this page. We ask, Lord God, that you would just get a hold of them, just awaken them, just open eyes and touch by your spirit. And give them that nudge, Lord, to seek you. Father, we give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory, glory be to God. God bless you there, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Another blessed day in Christ, another opportunity God has given us, brother, to continue to spread the word of the Lord and to give the listeners the word of deliverance.
Amen.
And once again, before I go any further, to continue to drop some hurt and pain on that devil.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We are on part five and the fifth and final part of reason number one tonight, of why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration work of the Lord. We have been talking to you about being unequally yoked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is one of the reasons why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration work of God, because to be joined to these organizations, you will be unequally yoked. And if God was to do that, then he will be contradicting his own words. Amen?
Amen.
And so we as believers, and I hope that all of us do, maybe some of us don't, do know that we serve the true and living God who is not confused about what he says, okay? We serve the true and living God that doesn't go back on what he said, neither does he forget what he said, okay? So we're on the fifth and final part tonight, and there's a couple of things I want to do before I turn it over to the hands of my brother. First of all, let us go into the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 11. First Kings chapter 11 in our Bibles. And for those of you that have Bibles, please turn with us. Please turn with us. Like I said, we're not doing anything hidden. And we want you to see this. And perhaps some of you listening and you see this, you might say, well, I still ain't getting it. We understand that. Still take it to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And those of you that are listening who say, hey, I don't have the Bible with me. I never had a Bible. My Bible's somewhere else. Well, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, grab it. Write this scripture down. 1 Kings chapter 11, starting at verse 1. The word said, but King Solomon, and this is supposed to be the servant of the Lord, Solomon, who was considered to be the wisest man of the servant of the Lord. King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, okay, Zidonians, and Hittites. Mm-hmm. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, now we know they was God's ancient covenant people at that time, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. So God was forbidding the joining, okay? For surely they would turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave or clung unto these in love. So he hooked up with something or someone God had forbid him to, quote, hook up with. Amen. And he had 700 wives, good gracious. That's a lot of wives, people. 700. Anyhow, he had 700 wives, princesses, woo, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Now, I want to stop there. Solomon, who was a servant of the Lord, did a no-no thing. The Bible said he loved many strange women. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they said, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, who had what? Served, had their own gods. Okay?
Amen.
So he liked the combination of them. Okay? Sound familiar, don't it? Masonic order. They takes in everything. Okay? Like I said, you could say a chicken is your God, and they would accept you.
Amen.
Any God, okay? And verse 2 said, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, that this was a commandment from God, ye should not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. So God forbid the joining. Okay? Now remember, Israel being God's ancient covenant people, and God forbid the joining, them joining with these other nations, because these other nations were serving other gods. Okay?
Amen.
God forbids his people becoming Masons. I'm just coming out straight and telling you. Because the Masonic yes. order braces all gods.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it do.
All gods. And here's the thing about them. They're not ashamed to tell you.
Yes.
They're not ashamed to let you know. They'll tell you in a minute, man, we accept the Hindu God. We accept Buddha. They don't mind telling you that. As mm-hmm. if they know something greater than the true and living God knows. See, the true and living God does not call for us to embrace all these other gods. Because remember, it is called the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of gods. Okay?
Yeah.
The kingdom of God. Sing it. Okay?
Amen.
So God said there only can be one head, one in the house. Okay? Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when God told them and forbidding this joining, he told them what will happen if you join together with them. Do you know God will give you a word about a certain situation and tell you why not? He'll tell you, say, don't get into that. And then he'll turn around and tell you why. Okay, well, listen. If God tell you not to get into something, then turn around and tell you why, but you go do it anyhow, what he told you is going to happen. You get what I'm saying? There is no way you're going to prove God to be a liar. You have to see that God knows things that you don't know, okay? If you don't see that, and even when you get the word, like, hey, don't do this because this will happen to you, you're going to reject it. And Solomon, because of his love for these strange women, to him it was more greater than him serving God. But here's something interesting. The Bible said he had 700 wives. Like I said, good gracious. 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, might well call that mistresses or side women. But the Bible said his wives turned away his heart. That's interesting, ain't it? It didn't say the concubines. It didn't say the princess, it said the wives. Huh. Because, you know, when you get married, that's the one you make the vows to. Okay. Hallelujah. And many of God's people are joining these organizations that they're making vows to. Like I said, later on we get to talk about masonry more, getting deeper. We'll talk to you about the vows that is made when you join the Masons. Okay. And Joseph Smith did this very thing. He made vows to the Masonic order.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. You're not going to get in there and join them without making their oath for those vows. You can counsel. You're not going to get in there and join them without doing that. Okay? That's the same way in your fraternity and sororities in college. You're not getting in there without making these oaths. Okay?
Yep.
They want you to make these oaths. Because what? They have you bound to that oath, okay? Remember what God said in the book of Proverbs. He said life and death is where? In the power of the tongue. Amen.
Amen.
And Joseph Smith made such oaths in becoming a Mason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said when Solomon was old, his wives, now notice it keeps telling us his wives, two verses back to back, telling us his wives turned away his heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They turned away his heart. Notice it didn't say the concubines, it didn't say the princesses, it said his wives turned his heart away from the Lord. Okay? When you know, listen, And to you stronger-than-life Christians who got that mentality out there, I don't care how strong think you are, when you go into something which God forbid, you're going to find out how strong you are.
Amen. That's right.
You're going to find out, I promise you. See, some of us as Christians, we run into places we ain't got no business going. We join into things we ain't got no business joining to, and we think, oh, they ain't going to fool me. I'm wrapped up in the Lord. I'm strong. Next thing you know, you're coming out. You're coming out. And you're squeaking and you're growling and you're bawling, okay? And you're saying, I just can't believe I did this. Yes, because you went and joined yourself to something that God forbid.
Yes.
And the Bible said Solomon went after these gods of these people. You know, went after means he followed them. He turned away from following the true and living God. Sound familiar? Even Joseph Smith started doing it. Now, once again, Joseph Smith turned away from following the true God. Now, I know some of y'all as Mormons, maybe you listen to this, and maybe you got upset and you just getting ready to click me off, but that's the truth. He got away from God.
Amen.
Lifted up in pride, then becoming a Mason, okay? All this, he dropping on him. And the Bible said, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
We shouldn't be shocked, now should we? We shouldn't be shocked. Why should we be shocked? You didn't join yourself to a people that God had commanded you not to join to. Then God told you if you do what happened, and you still did it anyhow, and now you're doing evil in the sight of God. And that's what even happened with Joseph Smith.
Yes, yes.
When he got lifted up in pride, didn't become a Mason, now he's joined all these gods.
Yes.
Made an oath and vow to all these gods. But what else we think was going to happen? He getting further and further off the path, and his works he was doing is evil. God told him in the message he sent through the angel named Nephi, he said, your name going to be had for good and evil among all the nations. And you see why?
Yes. Yes.
Had
yes,
for good
yes.
and evil. The man just yes, got bad. He got bad off target, people. I mean real bad. See, have we gone with the other reasons in this series, we're going to talk to you more about it, just like he did that with that temple they built, their special endowment service, okay? I mean, he did some stuff in that service, man. Similar
man.
To who? The Masonic Order, okay? Hallelujah.
Man.
Now, I want to read to you a book by a former Mason named John R. Rice called Lodges, okay? I want to read to you something that he said in here. Amen. Glory be to God. And he says this. He said, both Masons, okay, and Oddfellas, like I said, the Masonic Order got legs, people. They got all these other organizations, all these other fraternities and secrecies, pact and all them. They're part of the Masons. Mason got legs. So anyhow, he said, both
Amen.
Masons and Oddfellas require one to believe that there is a supreme God. Now, some of y'all go, oh, we see there. They believe in the supreme God. But let me go on further. And nothing more than that, Jews who believe that Christ was only the bastard son of a Jewish harlot are welcome in the lodges and are not embarrassed. What? He said, they believe there is a God and that it is that is enough. Mohammedans who say that Allah is the one God and Muhammad is his prophet can be received and are received in the largest secret orders as regular members. Are you listening?
Amen.
And certainly then, the lodges make no bones about receiving ordinary men who believe that there's a supreme being, but who are Christ rejectors, and have never received Christ as Savior. Look at all these people they taking in, people. The lodges have multitudes of unbelievers, and any Christian who joins a secret order commits the horrible sin of yoking up with unbelievers, which is specifically forbidden by the Word of God. Now, he goes on to say, he said, when he entered the Masonic Lodge room for the first time, he said, I was shocked to find that a blasphemer, a profane swearer, one who plainly told me that he did not believe the miracles of the Bible, and one who did not accept Christ as the virgin-born Son of God, nor believe in him as Savior, was the prominent man in the lodge, had the big position in the lodge.
Yeah.
Do you get that? He says, I found that many other wicked and unconverted men were members of the lodge along with church members and some preachers. Woo! Glory to God. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Listen to what he's saying, people. The Masonic Order, they accept anybody. You can blaspheme Jesus, and they accept you as a member. Guess what? In the kingdom of God here on earth, that's not happening. Everyone
Amen.
Is not included in the kingdom of God here on earth. Now, if you come to God as a prostitute, he don't expect you to remain a prostitute. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You come to him as a murderer, he wants to convert you so you can be changed, not remain as a murderer. Some people are coming and they are remaining. And then you got other Christians that get mad at you when you say something about it.
Amen.
You tell some Christians how they dressing and showing all their nakedness. And God don't judge me by my clothes.
Amen.
I said, now you running that line out. I said, why you talking about he ain't judged by your clothes? If you notice that where Adam and Eve fell, what one of the things God did? Well, they tried to clothe themselves, but it wasn't good enough now, was it? God had to give them some clothes. They going to just put on a little, sew some leaves together and make a little apron. Come on, people. See, that's what's going on today. We got a lot of apron wearing, but that's another broadcast for another day. But anyhow, glory to God.
Amen.
All these religions, all these gods, the Masonic Order says, come, and we all would be one. God don't say that, people. Have you ever noticed that God didn't say that? Have you ever noticed that God said he's a jealous God?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that God said, besides me, you shall have no other God? Have you ever noticed that? Well, if you did, what are we doing joining a Masonic order? What are we doing saying that Mormons are our brothers when they believe in the counsel of God?
Amen.
Believing that man can, quote, reach godhood. I mean, all this stuff, people. And glory. And we're so busy looking at the outside. Oh, they give to the poor. I just saw them kiss the little child on the cheek the other day. They all on commercial. Now, you can't tell me they ain't Christian. Wow. You know, the devil be in the corner just chuckling and laughing at us. You don't want a reason why he be laughing at us? Because we don't search nothing. He said,
Amen.
Man, they just a bunch of naive people. They believe anything. And then on top of that, some of them believe that God will accept anything. Could you believe that? We believe in God would accept anything.
Amen.
Amen. These organizations is telling you straight out, we don't believe in your Jesus. We don't believe in him at all. And here we
Amen.
Are flocking to them. Here we are joining them, okay? Amen. And many of us that's joining them, I guarantee you the vast majority of us as believers that have joined the Masonic Order, we have done it not searching nothing. I mean, why you got to be stripped of your clothes and walk with a pajama and with one leg rolled up and all that? Come on. Did Jesus require that of you when you accept him as Lord? Did he say, hey, you got to have your pajamas on, one leg rolled up, and I'm going to tie around your neck? Did he ever require anything like that? No, he did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did he ever require that when you came in church service that you would have the Bible and books of other religions all in there at the same time? Did he ever require that you just let whosoever serve whatsoever God come in the congregation and, quote, worship with you? Did he ever require that? See, I guarantee you, most of you that is listening that may be Masons, you ain't searched up nothing. Some of you joined it because your kinfolks was in it and they just talked you into it, which it wasn't hard. I'm just going to be honest with you. But some of it wasn't hard to talk you into it. See, one thing about the devil, he can sniff out when you ain't got no stance. He'll sniff it out. Oh, shoot. He'll fall if the wind blow. I'm finna send a wind to blow on. He'll fall in a minute. That's his thoughts on us. And so since we don't look up anything, hey, now I read you John R. Rice. This man was a former Mason, telling you this stuff.
Amen.
And we think that God, that Masonry and Mormonism is going to be part of the work of the Lord in these last days. No way, no how, okay? No way, no how. That's not happening. These organizations bring curses, people. It bring curses.
Yes, they do.
Because you are connecting to other gods. You got to see the picture, the clear picture of this. Ask God to remove the fogginess from your eye. You got to see the clear picture. See, what you're seeing up front, them patting little babies on the back, rubbing on them, giving them a kiss on the cheek, all that you're seeing up front, okay? Smoke screen. Say it with me. Smoke screen. That's what you're seeing. Because the devil knows that, hey, we can't come at you straight with what we represent. Because with many of you, if we just come straight, we know we won't get you. So we need to play on you a little bit. Let's play on your eyes. Let's play on your feelings. Man, let's play on your thoughts. Let's just mess with you completely, okay? Because we've been, the devil just been scoping you out. I said, because you don't even study anyhow. Amen. See, the more you get rooted in Jesus and in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil can't shake you with this stuff. Let me tell you something. When you start getting closer to Christ and become more rooted in the Word of God, even if you didn't know certain scriptures, when something like this presented to you, you'll get a red light in your spirit. You'll get a check like, hold up, wait a minute. But many times some of us are not getting it because we don't really have that connection to Christ like we should. We're not being rooted and grounded in Christ.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
See, many of us as Christians, and even in this work, in the Church of Christ, the Lies and Methods, we haven't gotten a deep revelation from God about this work. We haven't got it. Amen. And so our look at it is ordinary. It's just ordinary. It's just plain. See, this work of the Lord we're talking to you about, the work of restitution, restoration, it is a humble way. It's not a glamorous way. It's not a light camera action way. It's not that, okay? And so because it's not that, Many look at it as being, yeah, it's all right. You know, it just, you know, that's how they look at it. They look at it just ordinary. Some of them, some of God's people, is not, it's not even appealing to them. Okay? It seems like we get more appealing in being a Mason. What you said, Brother Nate? Yes. If you ever listen to some people who say they are saved and they're Masons, look at how they talk about it. They talk like they're just proud. Are you Mason? Yes, I'm a Mason. And you be like, yes. Well, brother, do you know what you got into? Oh, when you say that, I hope you're standing 5 feet or more away. Because with some of them, you're going to strike the volcano. It's about to erupt, okay?
Amen.
Because many of them are more defensive about the Masonic order and even about Mormonism than they actually are about Jesus Christ. They get more fun to them, more glamour, more excitement being joined with other people who serve in other gods than they are serving the true and living God. And now they stuck on this, well, if I did wrong, God will show me. Yeah, but you ain't spending no time with him. So he just going up and just show you. And you don't spend no time with him. You're always busy. You trying to make a dollar on a dollar, okay, all the time. You wrapped up in this and said, well, if I'm going wrong, God will show me. Okay, here comes the reality check. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I'm going to stop it there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your word go forth in the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost, O Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Hey, Jesus. Now, we've been talking to you about this Masonic orders, okay? Thank you, Jesus, and all the different, but you know, are we talking to you about all of these different orders and things, okay? Why are we talking to you about, because all these organizations are joining together. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. They are all joining together, all these wicked organizations, along with Christians that have forgotten Christ, and they're forming, they're trying to form a one world church and a one world government. They one world religion, okay? That's what they're trying to do, okay? This is what they're working on, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And they're made up of what? Roman Catholics, okay? Islam, okay? Communism, socialism, Marxism, okay? Hinduism, Buddhism, okay? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, all these things they are made up of, okay? These are, the Roman Catholic Church itself represents Babylon, the great. Thank you, Jesus. The mother of harlots, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And
amen.
Islam and communism, they represent those, Islam, communism, and Roman Catholicism represent these three frogs that came out the mouth of the beast, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what the now, a lot of people don't know this because they don't really ask God anything. They don't really seek God. Thank you, Jesus. But Masonry is of the devil, and then they actually came and told you that they are of the devil. They told you that who their master is, okay? Say yes, Lucifer. They say yes, Lucifer is God, and he's equal
Amen.
To God. That's what they think, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I had to tell you this, okay? But this because some people act like God is not God, okay? And they act as if God. Hallelujah. God has to act the way they want him to act, okay, in order for him to have any kind of a, you know. But this evil is so great spirit of Freemasonry, okay? Mormonism, okay? Roman Catholicism, the New Age movement, okay? Do you know about the New Age movement group, okay? All these people, they hate Christians. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
They
Amen.
Hate Christians. The Knights of Columbus, okay? All these people, they hate Christians. Thank you, Jesus. And when you take an oath to follow the devil, okay, and then you realize that your God, the one that you're serving, is Lucifer, and you still don't come out of that stuff, thank you, Jesus. And this is what they
Amen.
Say. They said, if Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, that's God, the God of the Christians, whose deeds were, his deeds prove his cruelty. And they're talking about how cruel God is, okay? Cruelty.
Amen.
Now, have you ever heard Carlton Pearson?
You Amen.
Ever heard Carlton when he's talking about God, like God, some angry God. He's so angry, and he's hateful. He ain't my God, okay? Now, this man
yeah.
actually thinks he can take God off his throne because he say so.
Yeah.
This man is so ignorant, he think he can actually take God off his throne because you don't believe. You think God's going to change just because you say, I don't agree with you, God. I don't
yeah.
believe in no hell. Think it's
yeah.
going to change because you say, I don't believe in no hell. Well, all these groups that Satan is sucking in, they don't believe in no hell either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Roman Catholicism, Islam, they don't believe in no hell. Communism don't believe in no hell. Hinduism don't believe in hell. Buddhism don't believe in hell. The Jewish people don't believe in hell. Thank you, Jesus. Why do they believe in hell? Because they are trying to tear down the seven pillars, okay, of God's truth, okay, of the gospel. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And this is where the church stand on, okay? So if you tear down all the things, you say, well, I don't believe in no, I ain't working for no hell. I don't believe in no hell. You think God's word gonna change because you say you don't believe in hell? So all the whole word that they talk about hell in the Bible has to change because you say you don't believe. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But this is all these false gods come from, okay? Because they want to believe what they want to believe, okay? And you can have what you want, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You could be led by who you want to be led by, okay? So now all these different organizations are all getting together, okay? Both Christian and other organizations, okay? Even people that don't believe in God, they all get coming together.
Yeah.
How could an unbeliever come together with a believer? They can't. Okay?
Amen.
That's what you're doing is of the same, come from the same place, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, if what you all believe in is come from the same place, it's all compatible, okay? It's all interrelated, okay? And it's all come from the same fellow, okay, which is the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this organizations, okay, are so evil and so many, okay, that they well outnumber the body of Christ, okay, because they have the governments on their side, okay, they have the governments on their side, but you have the Lord God on your side. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You're going to see great things happen. Thank you, Jesus. Just like in the time like what the Lord did in the time of Elijah, okay? When Elijah went about proving God to be real, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You're about to come into a time, okay, where it don't matter how many people be against this work, the work of Christ, okay, the body of Christ, they will fall. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. No matter how many gather against us, thank you, Jesus, because God likes odds like that. He likes
Amen.
Odds like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He liked the odds when you totally completely surrounded by your enemies and you ain't a way for you to get out of there, okay? God likes that because he wants to prove himself to be real, okay? So God's going to prove himself to be real, okay, in these days and time, okay? He's going to do great and marvelous things, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray for some of the people, but we can't pray for the demon to be cast out of you, okay? We're not praying for that, okay? We're going to try to break the curses, the curse. We're going to break the curse of masonry off of you, okay, so that you can do what? Because I don't know many of you people, okay? So this prayer has to be a breaking of the curse of masonry off of you so that you can have eyes to see, ears to hear, and that your tongue can confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And to this end, we're going to break. Now, we can't go through all of those different curses of masonry, okay, and because that would be, I don't know you, okay? And you ain't talking back to me, so I can't, just say, hey, well, we're gonna pray for all these people. We're going to break their curse. I cannot break your curse unless you tell me to break your curse, okay? Unless you allow me to break your curse off of you, okay? I can't take that upon me. I can't do that. God don't even do that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. I hope you understand in this, okay? But we're going to break the curse of masonry off of you so that you can see, so that you can choose God. Those of you that are into masonry, Mormonism, okay, and different things like that, okay, we're going to pray for you, okay, for that, okay? Let the Lord break these things off of you, these false religions off of you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That's what we're going to pray for. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I hope you understand why, okay? Because unless I have your signature of yours, okay, or you have to acknowledge this thing, okay, that you want it, right? You have to acknowledge that you want your sins, your curses to be broken. I can just stop breaking your curses, okay? You may not want it broken.
Right.
Thank you,
right.
Jesus. So what we're going to do, we're going to pray that God give you eyes to see, ears to hear, okay? And we can break some things, but not everything, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Me and my brother going to do that, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, like I was telling you last night, that the allure of masonry and of all false religions is that light that they claim to have, okay? That illumination that they claim to have, okay? And they come as what? They come as angels of light, right?
Amen.
To suck you in. They come as angels of light. Because why? This is how Satan works, okay? He says, see, I'm God. I'm better than your God, okay? I'm not angry, okay? And see, I'll let you have your way. I'll let you do whatever you want to do, okay? You know?
Yeah.
Now, could you imagine your parents telling you, okay, Jimmy, you can do whatever you want to do. You feed yourself, clothe yourself, everything you want to do, go ahead and do it. It don't matter, Jimmy. It's good. Everything is good, okay? And then you have to look out for everything for yourself, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. This is where the people of God, hallelujah, have gone wrong, okay? Hallelujah. And many things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to bring you back to Christ. And in order for you to do this, then you have to repent of your sins, okay? All of you that want to repent, ask God to forgive you of the sin of masonry, okay, of joining that organization, okay, and of the taking these blood oaths, okay. Hallelujah. You have to ask God to forgive you and to break these and to break this yoke off of you, okay? Now you have to do this, okay? Because you're gonna have to do this, okay? Hallelujah. Even when nobody's around, you're gonna have to say, I'm resisting you, Satan. Hallelujah. Because that
Amen.
Is where it's gonna end. When we're not around, or when you're not tuning into this station, the devil's gonna play havoc in your life. Unless you make a decision, okay, and you say, I rebuke this thing, I reject this thing, I renounce masonry, I renounce Mormonism, I renounce these false religions, I renounce the Shriners, I renounce all fraternal organizations, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Now,
thank you, Lord.
We're basing this thing, this prayer, on Satan saying that he is the God, that he's the light bearer, okay? Satan is
yeah.
a liar, okay? He's a deceiver, okay? He ain't Lucifer no more. He's already fallen, okay? Jesus Christ said, I beheld Satan as lightning, fall from heaven. And then he says, I'm giving you this power. Thank you, Jesus, to cast out the power of the adversary, that nothing shall by any means have any power over you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we have the power, hallelujah, of the Son of God in us when we're born again of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have power to do what? We have power, hallelujah, to bind the powers of the adversary, the demonic network of Satan, okay? We have power to pull him down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother, you ready?
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly
Hallelujah.
Father, we come before you today in Jesus' name. And me and my brother, Lord God, is coming to do what you have instructed us to do. We come that the curses may be broken, masonry, and Mormonism off those who desire it to be broken. For those who do not know how to pray the prayer of deliverance, we are here today, God, to be used by you to point them in the way, in the direction. We come against the teaching lies of the enemy through this Masonic order.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, who said that Satan is the light bearer. We come against the lies through the Masonic order. Hallelujah,
Amen.
That said that Jesus is not the light. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone claimed to be a believer or not that has joined the Masonic order, we come that curse may be broken based on their
Amen.
Life of wanting to turn away from
turn
it.
Away.
Father, we
yes,
know
Jesus.
That you would not trespass the free will of man.
Jesus.
But everyone that desires to be delivered will be delivered by the power of your spirit. Satan, the Lord rebukes you and we rebuke you.
In Jesus' name.
We rebuke the curses that have come from the connection of masonry and Mormonism. Father, we ask today
that you will rain your mighty power and stretch forth your hand. And
the
let the
Jesus.
Hand of the Lord smite
the
this curse right now and cause it to be removed. In the name of the Boshata. Glory to Hache Nelebo Kondebesh. Glory to God. Smite it, Lord God. Smite it with your hand, Lord God. Smite it with your power. Inevitable Hoshata, glory. We plead the blood right now in Jesus' name against the curse right now in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Lord, every heart that is weak today, every knee that is feeble and desire
Jesus.
To be delivered from the curse, hear their cry, Lord God.
Right.
And let this prayer that we offer on their behalf move them to cry out unto you.
Name
Jesus. Hallelujah. For those that are sinners
Amen.
And want the curse to be broken, Father, I pray that they would accept you as Lord first, that they
Hallelujah.
Would confess in their mouth the Lord Jesus and
yes.
believe in their heart that you were raised from the dead. You said, Lord, that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Kalabashanda, glory. You are
glory
stronger than a curse, Lord God. You are
Jesus.
Stronger than a hex, Lord God. You are stronger
Thank
than witchcraft, Lord God. You are omnipotent, Lord God. You are all powerful, Lord God. Shower us. Shower your power, God. Rain down your blessing. Rain down your power. Of deliverance right now. Open their
Amen.
Eyes, Lord God. Cause them to repent, Lord. Cause them to call upon your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
that
you,
the
Jesus.
Power of deliverance may be activated in their lives.
In the
Glory to
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We bind every hindering spirit that comes to hinder.
In the
their
name
decision
of
making right now in the name of Jesus.
There
we command you to go. We command you
in
to it. Shut your mouth in the name
mouth,
of Jesus.
Close your mouth
right
in the name
now.
Of Jesus. In the name
Lord,
of Jesus
let
Christ.
Every lie that every demon and every cohort tell be exposed. Let it fall to the ground in the
name
of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it fall before the eyes of the people that they're speaking to. Let it fail, Lord God.
Yes,
in
yes,
Jesus.
Yes. In Jesus'
Glory.
Name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come in agreement with my brother, O Lord God, in
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ's holy name, O Lord God. And we stand on the word, O Lord God, that say you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Father, that you are the door. Jesus, you are the door, Lord God, that all men must enter in, O Lord God, and be saved, that there is no other way, Lord God, to be saved other than Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You are the one that shed the blood, O Lord God, and you the one that went down into the lower parts of hell, and you the one that rose up, Lord God, hallelujah, and ascended up on high, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Blessed be the Lamb of God, O Lord Jesus. Father, Father, we stand upon your word, the word of truth, the word of knowledge, the word of understanding, O Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your light and your illumination, O Lord God, hallelujah, is far better than all the lying, deceiving dogs of the devil, Lord God, that have
yes,
surrounded your people, Lord God, Father, to bring about this Masonic curse, Lord God, upon the minds
yes,
and hearts of the people, Lord God, along with Roman Catholicism, Babylonism, Lord God, hallelujah, that they might receive this mark of the beast, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Father, break the bands, the cords, the chains, the fetters of the enemy off of their
yes,
minds,
Lord.
O Lord God.
Yes, Lord
God, let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they may know what this hope is calling, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that they may know, Lord God, hallelujah, that the Lord is God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
all those, Lord God, that's seeking you, Lord God, let them have an answer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you are God.
Yes, sir.
And there is none beside you, Lord God, not in heaven, not in earth, O Lord God. There is none that is your equal, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not
yes,
in heaven, not in earth, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Blessed be
the people, Lord God, that are listening to this broadcast, Lord God, to confess with their mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that they might be saved, O Lord God, from the bands, the bonds, the cords, and chains of the enemy, O Lord God, that they may be loose.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask that you bless their minds, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless them, O Lord God. And, Lord God, you bind the enemy, hinder the enemy, Lord God. Loose your angels, Lord God, to battle for them, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, so that they can have this time, Lord God, to consider, to come near to you, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, without the hindering power of the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we pray, Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord,
that word of God that's coming out of this broadcast, Lord God, may go to
yes,
him, Lord God, in spirit,
yes, Lord,
and in power, and in truth, O Lord God, that you said your truth will set captives free, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We believe that your truth is hallelujah, that does set the captives free, Lord God, because we've been set free by your word, O Lord God, by your blood,
yes,
and by the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So in his name, Lord God, we stand up for these people. We intercede for them. We stand in the gap for them in Jesus Christ's name, that
yes,
they might
Lord,
seek the Lord with all their mind, body, souls, and spirits. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. And I want to piggyback also what my brother was telling you. And like he said, I hope that you understand that when we pray this prayer, the way that going to be active in people's lives is that, first of all, you got to want to be delivered.
Yes, yes.
See, sometimes, like my brother was saying, sometimes people think you just, they can have certain things going on in their life, and they think by you just saying something, they're going to be automatically delivered. But not if you want to hold that thing, you ain't.
Nope. Amen.
You're not going to be delivered. You could. And then they want to get mad at the ministers. Well, I still got it going on. You know, just like sin opens the door for curses. And for the most part, you have to repent of that sin. If you don't repent of that sin, it blocks the healing. It blocks the deliverance. That's another thing that people don't get. So who they get mad at? They get them mad at the person that prayed for them. Oh, you see there, you don't work. No, because you in sin.
Amen. Yes.
So when me and my brother pray this prayer, it's going to really work on those who desire to be delivered and those
Amen.
That repent.
Yes.
You understand that? We pray for our kin folks to be delivered and stuff, but they have a lot of sin in their life. And they think God just going to bypass that and go ahead and do. Then when it don't happen, God failed. God failed. God couldn't do. God's weak. Oh, y'all prayers was wrong. No, not necessarily. Okay?
Amen.
We know that everybody, well, what we doing on this broadcast, we know everybody's not going to accept that. We know that. We're not naive to think that. Will we like everybody to accept it? Sure we do. Just like God said in the word, he would that no man would perish. But guess what? There are going to be people, and there have been people that's going to perish, okay? Because you got a free will, okay?
Yes,
you got a free will.
Yes.
And some of y'all know certain things is going on in your life because of doors that you open, but you don't want to repent.
Yes.
but yet still you're expecting that pastor to pray for you and everything go fine.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
Like I said, me and my brother, we're going to constantly coming on here. We're going to be breaking curses. Okay?
Yes.
Because that's part of the job God has called us to do. See, we teach you the word, but we also have to pray and start breaking curses. We have to pray for people. And that's needed now because now these curses is becoming more and more active in people's lives. Okay?
Yes.
And they say, I don't know what to do. And the real test comes when you're told what to do, whether you're going to do it or not. And that's when the test comes. It's a real test. See, God is not, his power is not going to break the curse if you want to stay in it.
Yes.
Remember
Amen.
What the scriptures say. Jesus came to deliver his people from their sins, not in their sins. Okay?
That's right.
Deliver them
right.
from their sin, not in it. Okay? And some of us expect us, him to deliver us while we in our sins. That's not happening, people. He come to deliver you from it. So that means if you want to turn loose of it, let it go, then the power of God will activate in your life and deliver you. But if you want to hold to that thing, like we praying and breaking curses, listen, if you have not seen or accept or come to understand that the Masonic order and Mormonism is not of God, and this stuff, there's stuff going on in your life, you just want prayer, but you won't renounce these things, what good is it going to do?
Yes.
That's
Amen.
What my brother is telling you. That's what he's telling you. That's what he's saying before we started praying. And I'm glad, brother, you brought that point out because we got to be more specific. Listen, when we're being specific on that, we're not trying to pick and choose, folks. I want you to understand that. But
yeah.
we're told by the word of God to preach and teach the full truth. And what we have failed many times is that we have preached part of it. You got to let
Amen.
People know, say, hey, if you got this sin active in your life that's hindering your blessing, ain't no prayer. Ain't God, like my brother said, God ain't going to be able to do until you
Amen.
What? Get rid of the sin. You got to move
Amen.
The sin out the camp. What
Amen.
Broke the curse off the children of Israel? It's when they got the sin out the camp, okay?
Amen.
When Achan took those garments that God told them not to take, then he took some shackles of gold that God told him not. He took all that and thought nobody noticed. Well, he brought a curse on the whole camp. Because remember,
yeah.
36 men got killed. And
yep.
Israel and Joshua could not figure out what is going on. We just defeated a mighty military force in Jericho. We come against this small group of men that I even told, say, hey, we ain't even got to send all our men up. We can whoop them. And they had us running and killed 36 of them. We don't know. I don't know what's happening. And if you ever read when Joshua
Amen.
Was falling on his knee crying out to God, what did God tell him? Get up. God told him to get up. Now, why would God tell him like that? Because he wasn't thinking. God had told him ahead of time, okay? Told him ahead of time. Just like we read here in the book of Kings. God told him ahead of time not to touch the garments, bring the shekels of gold. Don't do that. Don't touch that. Bring it to my house. He said, else you will become a curse if you take those garments. He told him ahead of time. So if God told you that, and all of a sudden you hit into a curse zone, that should come to your mind like, okay, somebody took the curse thing. But see, Joshua is so distraught, he's on the ground crying, oh, Lord, you and we running and turning our back from my enemies. What you going to do with your name? You know, he's just talking all like that, and God said, get up.
Stop wallowing.
you down there wallowing, crying, get up. Get up from there. God said, someone took the curse thing. So what did Joshua have to do? He had to go by tribes, by family. He had to work his way until he got what? 2-1. And when he got to the one, what is the first thing he said? When he looked at Achan, he said, what have you done? He didn't even ask, did you do it? He why? He got that perception. You did. You know, what have you done? Once Achan took the story, man, I saw the garments. They were looking good to me, and I got this. And?
Good Lord. Achan and everything that was connected to him, his family, all of them, we got stoned.
Man, that's bad.
And God let them know, Israel, you ain't going to get straight till you get the sin out the camp.
Yep.
You're not going to get straight to that. So people, as we prayed and break the curses, if you're connected to this Masonry and Mormonism that we're talking about, the curse, the breaking of the curse is not going to work in your life unless you get the sin out the camp. Okay?
Yeah.
So you got to confess and repent. In other words, you got to acknowledge that this Masonry and Mormonism is not of God. You got to repent. What do one of the definitions of the word repent means? To turn away from it. In other words, you can't say, well, yeah, I know it's wrong, but you're still going to the meetings. That ain't going to work.
Amen.
You still paying the lodge money. That ain't going to work.
Amen.
Y'all, we got to preach the whole truth and teach the whole truth, people. This one gets some people going to get mad at you. See, when you see, and when I talk about people, I'm talking about a lot of the church folks, because I understand more and more why God said preach and teach the whole truth, the full truth, because many times people like half truth, okay?
Yes.
Amen. Just like some of God's own people don't believe there's a hell. Now, that you could talk to him about heaven all day long, okay? But when you mention hell, I don't believe that. Some of God's people don't even believe there's such thing as witchcraft. They'll tell you in a minute, I don't believe in that. I said, well, let me tell you something. The devil don't care if you believe it or not, okay? I'm just going to let you know. He don't care one iota in the world whether you believe it or not. Only thing you helping them do is to have it active in your life, okay?
Amen.
So we're going to be continually breaking the curses, people. I sense the Holy Ghost when we were praying tonight. I sense the Holy Ghost moving, okay, because this is what God wanted to be done, okay? He wants us to come and break these curses. Now, we realize, too, as we have prayed, there are some of you out there don't really know what to do. You want to be delivered. And maybe you have been going, and this is not put people down, maybe you have been going somewhere. I have talked to people who belong to other churches. They never heard about, quote, deliverance or deliverance sessions or how to break free from curses. They had never heard about that, okay? So God will have people in the body of Christ to help one another, okay? So when we pray tonight, we realize that some of you may not know how to break that curse.
Yeah.
We understand that. Don't no man know everything, okay?
Yeah.
That's why me and my brother was praying to break the curse.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So hear the message. Repent. Repent that curse may be broken. Confess, acknowledge, Lord, glory to God. I am I am sorry for joining the Masonic order. I am sorry for joining Mormonism. I know that they are not of you. Lord, forgive me. And Lord, I turn away from them in the name of Jesus. I turn away from being connected with them. I renounce it right now. I renounce Masonry. I renounce Mormonism in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, and let your blood cleanse me right now. Let your blood restore me, God, in the name of Jesus. And I command every demon and every devil that came in through this sin to go in the name of Jesus. I am free. I am free. I am free. The curse is blood, broken by the blood. The curse is broken by the blood in the name of Jesus. By the blood. Hallelujah. By the blood. The curse is broken by the blood. Glory. Glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Oh, it's not over, people. As we keep on with this series that we're coming up, we're going to be coming with the new series starting Saturday from 6 to 6:30. Lord Say the Same. This is going to be dealing with reason number two, why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration. Secrecy. Do you know that the Masons and all that, they operate on a bunch of secrets? Okay. Huh. Now, some of you might say, everybody got secrets. Well, we're going to really get to you about what we're talking about dealing with these secrets. Amen. They got secret passwords. They got secret handshakes. Okay. And when you're doing a, quote, secret to cover sin, it's something wrong. Okay.
Amen.
It's wrong. When you are keeping knowledge from others just so you can continue to do this thing that is evil, that's wrong.
Yes.
And we're going to get into that about the secrecy, okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, say this as I get ready to close. Just like when they have this meeting, the secrecy is so strong. Do you know that the husband, when he goes to the Masonic meetings, he can't tell his wife what they talk about? Amazing, ain't it?
Amen.
And come to find out, they really have a whole lot of wild parties, if you know what I mean, through that stuff. But we'll get into all that. Amen. We'll get into all that. So we are grateful for another blessed broadcast. I thank God for my brother here who has joined in, coming on board some months ago and giving the knowledge that God has given him to share with you all. And glory to God who stuck in there, because he know what I'm talking about. We've been having a battle to come before y'all with this. My God, some of y'all heard just a little of it. My brother got cut off more times off Blog Talk Radio than I ever seen anybody get cut off in the 2-day stretch. You know that devil didn't want him to say nothing. I ain't never seen nobody get cut off so many times. I said, my God, that devil didn't want him to tell nothing. Amen. And I appreciate that, all the work that he's been putting in and doing. Amen. And I just see God to opening these things up even the more. Amen. Glory to God. And as I get ready to close, you know, we had Boost part one of this reason one, rather. And I want to say this, and please hear me closely. And I'm not saying, now God has blessed us that when we have Boost these broadcasts, we've been getting a pretty good amount of listeners. But I notice on this subject right here, the numbers ain't been coming, and I thought about that. Because, see, some of you don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's just the honest truth. You really don't want to hear this. And you may be thinking we're picking on people. You may say that we're dead wrong. But I guarantee you, the majority of you that's saying that, you are either a lower-level Mason, okay?
Yep.
Because remember, we told you, Albert Pike already told you, we ain't telling you no truth. We're going to lie to you on purpose, okay? Because you ain't made yourself worthy for the truth.
Yeah.
So those of you that's like that, you either a lower-level Mason, okay, which means that you didn't get caught up in their lies about the G meaning God and meaning geometry and all that, or you are so deep in the masonry that you are loving darkness rather than light. Okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But we love you. And by the grace of God, we're going to continue to come with it.
Amen.
Whether it be one, two, three of you listening, or five. Okay?
Yes.
Long as somebody hears it. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for all you that have been listening tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Then Saturday, me and my brother will be back 6 to 6:30 with part one of the second reason why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration. It's the secrets, okay? We're going to get into about the secrets, okay? So look at the advertisement, 6 to 6:30, and then 7 to 8:30, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. God bless, brother.
I'm going to get ready a minute.